They took him to a small interrogation room at a police station in Kansas City. Smith and Rogers went through the Miranda warnings, then announced that they intended to get a confession. Dennis kept thinking of Ward and Fontenot and was determined to give them nothing. Smith became the nice guy, his pal, who really wanted to help. Rogers was instantly abusive, cursing, threatening, poking Dennis in the chest repeatedly. 4 years had passed since their last session. In June 1983, after Fritz had severely flunked the second polygraph, Smith, Rogers, and Featherstone had kept him in the basement of the Ada Police Department for 3 hours and badgered him. They got nothing then, and they were getting nothing now. Rogers was furious. The cops had known for years that Fritz and Williamson raped and murdered Debbie Carter, and now the crime had been solved. All they needed was a confession. "I have nothing to confess," Fritz said over and over. "What evidence do you have? Show me the evidence." One of Rogers' favorite lines was, "You're insulting my intelligence." And each time Fritz was tempted to say, "What intelligence?" But he did not want to get slapped. After 2 hours of abuse, Fritz finally said, "All right, I'll confess." The cops were relieved. Since they had no proof, they were about to crack the case with a confession. Smith hustled out to find a tape recorder. Rogers quickly arranged his notepad and pens. "Let's have it." When they were all set, Fritz looked directly at the tape recorder and said, "Here's the truth. I did not kill Debbie Carter and know nothing about her murder." Smith and Rogers went ballistic. More threats, more verbal abuse. Fritz was rattled and frightened, but he held firm. He maintained his innocence, and they finally called off the interrogation. He refused extradition to Oklahoma and waited in jail for the process to run its course.